Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We bless you, Lord, and we honor you from the depth of our heart. We return all praise, all glory, and all honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Let's give the Lord a big hand. God bless you. You may please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. Let's give them a big hand, please. Amen. Thank you, Father. It's always good, always nice to be back home. So excited. Bring you greetings from Abuja, from Pastor Mimi. Amen. All right. As a way of starting this meeting, while praying, the Lord spoke to me about certain things. One of them is going to be a form of correction. Is that okay? And I want to say this, particularly the wealthy house. So, it's not what you think. Relax. As touching our Asotele meeting, we have slightly deviated from the original mandate of that meeting. It is not just a meeting where we sit down in front to worship. It is a meeting where everyone comes with their own musical equipment. So as we have people seated in front, they are not just seated. It could be the local tambourine, what you call shekere. It's an African praise meeting. And I want us to go back to the foundation. When we do it the way God says to do it, that is where we get the result. Okay? If we shift from the foundation, you do the same thing, you won't get the result. It will look like God is not there. Are you following what I'm saying here? And when God calls attention to certain things, it is because there are things that that thing should bet that is not betting yet. Are you following what I'm saying? The second assignment that I have is a necessity for this meeting to yield what it should yield. The Lord showed me this in a vision, and I'm going to share it. When I share it, I'm going to step out of the way for him to move. It's going to happen in, it's going to rattle this entire place in less than 5 minutes now. Okay? So listen to what God has shown to me. Are you following me? So the Lord showed me an illustration. Something happened in the book of Genesis chapter number 3. Please listen. In Genesis 2, God had given instruction to the man that you can freely eat of every tree that is in the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day wherein thou eatest of it, thou shalt surely what? Die. Now we also found out that also in that garden was the tree of life. But God did not say you should not eat of it. But something happened in Genesis 3 when man embraced the devil. The Bible said, let me show you from Genesis 3 so you can have an understanding. Turn your Bibles quickly. Genesis chapter number 3 from verse 21. Genesis 3 from verse 21. And look at it. Unto Adam also and to his wife, the Lord made coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, now this is a very depressing statement. It's like saying, now that this has happened, now that man is become as one of us to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand and take of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Now verse 24 is where we are going. And so he drove out the man and placed at the east of the garden of Eden, cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way. Turned every way is as saying that the sword was overing to keep the way of the tree of life. So it came to pass that the Lord began to give some of us certain access and privileges, maybe into the realm of finance, maybe into knowledge, maybe into relationships. And over time, listen to this very importantly. This is a word from the Lord. Many people began to get it wrong. Some out of pride, some out of carelessness, some because the devil came with all his might that you will not live a life that honors God. And because there is something that you must not take in the midst of that corruption, hence access to certain light has been blocked. Many of you, as I'm sitting now, you are not even aware that the things that used to be a form of revelation in your spirit are no longer there. God seemed not to be speaking in that way anymore. Access to life blocked. But from the beginning, it was not so. There used to be a time that the word of the Lord would be so clear in your spirit, you know what to do. But now you live your day-to-day life with anxiety and head knowledge, because the word of the Lord is now scarce. It is not like you are not listening to someone. I am saying that access to certain realities seem to be withheld. And for most of us, because of carelessness. And some, you see, Samson did not know that the secret of his life was the Holy Spirit. He thought it was him. When he carried the gate of the city on his shoulders and climbed the hill, he thought it was Samson. When he grabbed the mouth of a lion and tore it open, he thought it was Samson. Until the day he said, I will now shake myself like other times. And when he got up that day, he got up an ordinary man, for he did not know that God had left him. Listen, many of you began to lose access to many things that you could have become because you thought it was you. You thought you were smart. You thought you were intelligent. You now even sit in the seat of God and began to arrogate to yourself what grace produced. So the Lord said, he said, I want to show my mercy and open the door again. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, listen, though. Sometimes you don't know something is missing until it is restored. You now ask, how have I been doing life without this? So something left me. Listen, the reason why you did not even know is because you had built a whole economy in self. Are you following what I'm saying here? Am I really speaking to the right audience? You can so build a whole economy of self-sufficiency that God will leave and you will not even know. When this happens, as I teach tonight, you will hear with a different heart. Are you following what I'm saying here? So we will not be like those men that God said, guide access to this. With this level of pride, he must not enter this one. With this level of self-sufficiency and carelessness, if he enters this one, he will die. Beloved, is there anyone who is willing to cry and say, listen, God, now I know what went wrong. Now it is occurring to me that if there was continuity of the way we started, by now I would have. Listen. It is going to be by a wild wind of power. Stand on your feet, everyone. First, I'm going to give you the next 1 minute. Pray in understanding and say, God, to that door of revelation that has been shut against me in destiny, that door of access where I am suddenly aware, I ask in your mercy, let the door be open tonight. Go ahead. You have a minute to pray that prayer like your life depends on it. Pray it like your life depends on it. Pray it like your life depends on it. Let that door be open again. Let it be like other times, that I will have access to deeper revelations and light. I will not tread the way of fools. I will not tread the way of fools. Like God said, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. That will not be my part. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Should I kneel down and beg you in the name of Jesus Christ? Be aware of the access you used to have in the spirit that suddenly stopped. And let your eyes of understanding be open to the negligence and the way you began to ignore God that shut that door. Such that what used to come by grace is now coming through the sweat of your face. What used to come as God releasing it through alignment is now what you are laboring for, and you are taking pride in it. God said, I want to open that door again. 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 Like other times, like the days of old, like I used to amongst you. Shakata balakate shente rokushente. Rikante rakata balate shente. Lekim brufende rekese velish to kalabate. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Listen. I'm going to pray a very simple prayer. And the power of God. Listen for a sign that yes, he's back. In that reality. It's going to be by a movement of his power. For some of you used to be individuals, and as I speak now, angels, I give permission by the word of the Lord that there are activations again, even as I speak. Listen. For some of you, it used to be that you, before you sleep at night, God could show you 4 or 5 trances that you will see things about to happen. Suddenly that door shut. Visions and revelations of the spirit. You would see it clearly. You have never lacked strategy of the spirit. The word will come expressly to your heart. But where did it go? And where did that reality go to? And as I speak right now, I decree across this place,
Every door of access that used to be once open but now has been shut because of unbelief, because of disregard, because of unfaithfulness. At the count of three, over specific individuals, by a mark of fire, I decree and declare, let the door be open again. 1, 2, 3, all over this place, upon individuals, let there be specific open heavens. Upon individuals, like the heaven was opened upon Jesus at the river of Jordan, I ask again that those doors are broken open. They are broken open. Stand where you are, everyone. It is not something you force. You will see it move. You will see it move. You will see it move. Those realities are back, says the Lord. They are back by a mark of fire across this place, even among ministers and pastors. Realities of the spirit that shut down. They shut down for reasons we can't tell. They shut down. The Lord is asking someone, where did you lose your flexibility in my presence? To be broken and be contrite of heart. And he's sending, I see a prophetic dimension that ceased because somehow at some point you became a man who knows. And those access became short. He is revisiting those foundations again. He is. That those doors are opened again. Like the days of old. Akafren de kapati, stefre de kabina. Linkat stefren de rokos de blatish de kabines. Leko frahai de kredish. Now hear me. Some of you began to walk in supernatural level of finance. But you did not know that you have shifted from that to the one that comes through the labor and the sweat of your face. Some because they fail to discern the reason why God lifted them. And it looks like you've been struck. Is there anyone who is a witness to what I'm saying? You know something used to be, but now I can't find the door. Where did it go? What changed? How did the enemy fight it? And for some of you, you did not even know that a whole economy of God's life had been shut. Let me deal with the ones that are very pressing. There are 7 of you here that access to the same door of light. That's what the Lord calls it. Door of light. It is a prophetic opening. Access to it ceased. Listen, I'm seeing one among these 7 happen because at some point you could not help bitterness. The devil came for your heart and he fought it with everything he had. And suddenly, something just left. You are still a Christian, still praying, but actually that door is shut. There are 7 of you that belong to that. I deal with that. I pray. I begin to teach. Father, I ask right now. These 7 individuals, you know them and you are here to reconnect them to the plug of the power that ceased. All across this place, from the front to the back, whether in the choir, whether among ministers, I stretch my hands towards this auditorium. And I ask that there is a surge and a bolt of your fire that will cut across into everyone's spirit. And you will rekindle again by your power. Let there be resuscitation. So Father, I stretch my hands. The 7, pick them yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mark them again. Let there be, help them. Let there be reconnection to that surge. Never again will there be dryness. There are 7 of them. Bring them out. There are 7 of them. This is not someone working with that. Bring them out. There are seven of you. I'm seeing two guys among these seven. Two guys. Five ladies, two guys. Five ladies, two guys. It is by a mark of fire. There is a reconnection to that surge. That door that shut down. I'm seeing one. It was the issue of pride. You could not handle the revelation coming to you. You would speak as though you were better than the rest, and the door shut. The door shut. To this person I'm talking about, there's a surgery in your heart. Suddenly, you can't help it. There's a surgery, like the heart of flesh. Oh, shaking the rogo shakata. Help them, help them. Shakata rakate rogo shete. Access. Access. The door of access. The door of access. Revisited. The door of access. 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 We break down the bars. Break down the bars. We break down the bars. That men are reconnected again. 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 Men are, there's a surge of the spirit. One, two, three, four. There are three more. There are three more. Help them, help them. There are three more. There are three more. There are three more. It's a rushing mighty wind. You can't tame it. No, you can't. No, you can't. There are three more. Bring them out. Bring them out. Yakante roko si planta kapai. Esemblen de ke profatine ke pinai. Zende kapali atai ka frande roko shente. Le kanta bakai de frande kopaya te keliste. Rindo si krande roko shente. Access. Access again. Access again. Access again. Access again to the economy of life that you have been deprived of. Access! Let the doors be opened. Access again. Accept them. Access again. Shakata balarakate shinte kredishtu. There is one amongst you that the Holy Ghost will sweep across your room. In the place of, and you will worship and cry for hours. You couldn't help it in those days. What changed? Where did it go? What changed? He is revisiting that altar by a surge of his power. What changed? What changed? What changed? Where did the encounters go? Where did the encounters go? Where did the encounters go? That the Lord suddenly changed. Where did the encounters go? By a surge of his power. He's rekindling and bringing back what the enemy stole. Shakata balarakati shtifrende roko shinde. Rankante kebrofende roko sipaida. The door of access. The door of access by the Spirit. The door of access. Shekante roko si plata kabai. Efrende ke plante ke plente kapino stefredish. And see, I'm seeing, listen, this is the last person. There is a grace to arise supernaturally by the Spirit. And it looked like you entered into a season, out. And as I speak, by a wild wind of the Spirit, inspirations are returning back. That's the word. Inspirations. Lord, locate that. Help them, please. Help that person by a mark of your fire. Oh, seke friend, de kebila taka ista fradista. Le kam te kredero ste fendero kushate. Sikai ta frandero kushate. Oh, Jesus. Sekendero kusi planta kabaya. Yekendero kusi planta kapine ste fradish. Oh, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I stretch my hands towards these ones, and I decree every door that was once opened that shut down, El Fata, be opened. El Fata, be opened. By a mark of his fire, be opened. Listen, bring this person. Come. There is a prayer mandate upon your life. There's a prayer mandate, and as I lay hands on you, you enter into a new phase of that. Take it by the Spirit. There's a prayer mandate upon your life. Oh, thank you, Father. Listen, pay attention. Are you following what I'm saying? Pay attention to what the Lord is highlighting to you that went wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pay attention. Thank you, Father. Please be seated. You can just help them. Those who can stand, help them stand. It's an Holy Ghost meeting. All right, so be seated for a moment. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Those who are under the anointing, allow them, watch them closely till you can help them up. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. Now, please listen attentively to what I'm about to teach you tonight. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen what? Very attentively. The theme of this meeting is supernatural shift. So it means that God is set to bring us a shift. Let me show you a scripture quickly. Genesis chapter number 49. Genesis chapter number 49 from verse 1. I quoted from this scripture. Genesis 49 from verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken to Israel your father. So it means that the word can be a tool of construction and reconstruction of destiny. Note that down. Word. Whether positive or negative, can be a tool of construction and reconstruction of destiny. When Jacob looked at Reuben this day and said to Reuben that Reuben will not excel. Please help this young man up. And said to Reuben that Reuben will not excel. That was a word engineered towards the destiny of Reuben against the original design of God. Are you seeing that now? So it means, listen, look up, look at me. Both curses and blessings can be a tool to re-engineer a man's life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Both what? Curses and what? Blessings. Now, when a person is to be blessed or cursed, it is always conveyed through what? Spoken words. Through spoken words. It is one thing to bless people in your mind, that is a thought. It is not going to be enacted until it is spoken. Even faith begins in the heart, but it is not faith until you speak it with your mouth. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the word is so powerful. John captured that. He said in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was what? God. And he said it was through that word was that everything was made that was made. So the word can create. Say it again, the word can create. Come on, say it again. The world can create. So if someone is walking in disfavor, and I look at the person and say, from today, I usher in a new season of favor. It is a whole economy of possibility. It is not everyone that speaks from empty altars. Are you following what I'm saying here? A whole what? Economy. Let me share this story with you. One time I had a young man that was staying with me, and he was so diligent. One night I was in the room, and I was hearing like someone was washing the toilet. So I went out and I saw him on his knees scrubbing and washing. I said, kneel down. I lay these hands on you. From today, you go forward. Nothing that stops your parent will stop you. Blessings are not just mere words. Listen, particularly the ones that are not general, the ones that are provoked, they are not mere words. The issue, the reason why many believers, the word will come to their direction and nothing seems to change, is because they have more belief in that which the devil is doing than that which God is doing. I am saying what you call generational pattern can be canceled with one declaration, not two, one. One, as simple as I exempt you from what flows in that lineage. Simple as that. And you discover that you look at yourself among your siblings, though born by the same parent, but different reality. It looked like at some point your DNA was altered. What is God doing in this? He's altering experiences. He's shifting DNAs. Listen, listen, listen. Many of you in just few moments from now, many of those that were your classmates will doubt, did we really school together? And people will begin to ask, at what point did something shift in your life? When God wants to do it, he engineers it through words. Please pay attention. Are you following what I'm saying here? I mean, what did Jacob tell Reuben? He said, you will not excel. He said, the reason, because you went in. So the causeless will not stand. This one, there's a cause. He said, you went into your father's wife and defiled the bed. When Moses came, he didn't ask what happened. He said, Reuben, come. Let Reuben live. People speak from different level of authority. Let him not die. Let his men not be few. Listen, if there's anyone here, maybe at some point you made some mistake and negative pronouncements were re-engineered against your life. I have come with the rod of a higher priesthood. And I have come to decree and declare, from today I stop that flow of the curse. And I bring you into a new flow of the blessing. From today I stop the flow of that wrong word. And I bring you into the flow of the blessing. It is done. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Words. Please, I beg you. Never get to a point where you allow so much arrogance that you begin to despise prophetic words. Let me tell you something. That's why I said I'm going to tell you things I don't normally say. Not sometimes, all the time, maybe somebody comes around and you see that, okay, this fellow, I believe God has something on my life. I say, okay, let me pray for you. The person just stand and say, amen, amen. I just, Father, this person is blessed, he's done. Listen to what I'm saying. The blessing doesn't flow to equal plane. The less is blessed of the greater. Listen to what I'm saying. It is a posture in the spirit that must be acknowledged in the physical. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of you don't know. That thing that has made you too big to bend the knee can collect your birthright. See, you may be careless with many things and they may be excused. Don't be careless with your prophetic moment in destiny. Don't. What kind of deception got people to that point? And see, it doesn't matter the deception of your heart. When you stand before a man you don't really believe in to bless you, it doesn't matter how powerful the man is, it can't flow. This thing really flows where there is acknowledgement, where there is revelation, where there is awareness that there's something here and it is my portion. I sat down with one of our leaders in Abuja and we were making a deliberation about assigning an assignment. And she said to me, what about this person? I said to her, the way this person takes me, the obligation for this person to succeed in life is on my neck. So I said, people like this, I don't just give them work. Let this person keep serving in Eden, either. Why? Because of the way the person takes me. One of our stewards, the wife was pregnant and she was at the point of delivery. This happens all the time when this happens. And we've been praying. I remember I was at Covenant Nation when the message came in that she said, if I can hear your voice. The delivery had gone, I can't remember now, maybe for about 7 hours. Apart from the contraction phase and all that, Jesus will release heavenly midwives to assist now. She said, amen. In less than 5 minutes, the baby came. Why? There was awareness and recognition. Many die like there's no prophet. Listen, by the time Saul died, one of the lamentations of David, he said, Saul had died like a man who was not anointed with oil. Do you know why? Because the prophet that was there instead of Samuel, as at that time, Saul had ordered that they should kill him and his families. Hence, the reason why there was scarcity of the word in Israel, and he went to the witch of Endor. When you go to soothsayers, they will tell you the future without remedy. The prophetic brings future from the perspective of the finished works. That I, although this is what is settled, but from where I stand in alignment, what is done, we all tied. It was not necessary for him to die. So David said he died like one who was not what? Anointed with oil. Be careful of pride. Be careful of disregard. A lot will begin to shut down. And particularly if you are someone who is self-confident, it may take you a lifetime to discover. It may take you a lifetime. You see, this thing called the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, it is a miracle. It is one of the biggest miracles. To open a man's understanding, it is one of the biggest miracles. A man can be knowledgeable but does not understand. One of the signs that there is knowledge and no understanding, listen, is that you do things by revelation once in a while. There can never be consistency in doing things right until there's revelation. So when you hear a sermon, say, you move. Let's say, from today, I adjust. Sometimes after teaching, people reach out to me and say, I said, oh, this is knowledge. There is one that will come when you shut the door. Are you following what I'm saying? And listen to what I'm, you can call a man your father, but he's not revealed to you. A man is not fathering you until God show you who he is. Elijah told Elisha, he said, if you can see me. He said, we have been together for God's sake. He said, no, you have not seen me. If you can see me. This kind is for those who have seen. And listen, other sons of the prophet were calling him your master. But when Elisha saw him, he called him, my father, the chariot of, this one that you say called no man father is because you are blind. The chariot of Israel, that was when he now saw him. This man is the chariot upon which Israel is saddled and the horsemen thereof. That is, listen to what I'm saying. He was a prophet that lacked assistance because no one came close in capacity. How can you be the chariot and the horsemen? So much had to be shrunk in a man. He saw it. When he saw it, something fell. Listen to what I'm saying. As he got to River Jordan, Jordan did not recognize the new guy. No. He said, there is an established pattern. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Jordan said, I know him. And he parted. May your eyes be opened. I say again, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may your eyes be opened. Now, sit down. Let me share a few things. I see this meeting more like homecoming. So let me share a few things. There used to be a time that I had so much time that maybe somebody is having birthday. I would call. One time I even said, I should even give you a word. I'll talk to you about. But the truth of the matter is that we are not in that season anymore. So it means people must begin to find their bearing by every opportunity they have. You must, because that's the way it works. You must begin to pick it. And when you see that door is even shut, you can, through honor, create the door of an exemption. There is exemption to every principle. I'm telling you. Sometimes people are celebrating something, and I know in my heart, this person doesn't need my blessing because it doesn't change anything. In fact, the fellow is not even looking for it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The fellow is saying, me, what blessing, bye-bye. And you discern it and say, stay there till the day you know that there is a hand that lifts men. No, there are classes you must go to so that you can be preserved. Nebuchadnezzar entered into animal kingdom for 7 years till understanding came to him that the Lord, the Most High God, rules in the affairs of men. It took him 7 years. Listen to what I'm saying. It took him 7 years to acknowledge. 7 years. That actually is not me. 7 years. Go and listen to my teaching. Don't be like Nebuchadnezzar. 7 years. How long is it taking you to be aware? Listen. The media has lied. Unfortunately, as powerful as the media is, it has also given access to false teachings. And I taught a message. I said something in one of my messages that I beg to respectfully call back tonight. As we posted that snippet, I observed that it got to over 2 million people. And somehow, there seemed to be a body of acceptance. There are people that when you speak and they agree with you, you go and check what you have said wrong. Can I come again? Let me come again. There are people that when you speak and they agree with you, you go and check what you have said wrong. When I saw the way the world seems to be embracing that message, I went back to the place of prayer and I lost my peace. And tonight God has asked me to balance it. Listen to what I'm saying. It is actually not true that you can walk your way to prosperity. There is the God that prospers men. Paul may plant, Apollo may water, until God gives increase. You will not know what it means to have increase. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. The race is not always to the swift. And the battle is not always to be strong. Are you following what I'm saying here? Investment may be powerful, but one sickness can take all. One sickness. One sickness can clear all your investment. Now I am taking back my words. All the strategy that you had in 2020, COVID alone, silenced everything. But there is something that can make a man triumph, even in wilderness. It is the hand of God. There is no greater place you can have an investment than in God. He is the one that can ensure that water keeps flowing in desert. Let's not overrate and arrogate all the nonsense we think we know. Don't let ever think that you can be smart to preserve your life. Don't ever think that you can be smart to tell yourself, I will keep this for the future. Your soul can be required from you. The rich fool said, my soul now sit and eat in plenty. But God said, you are a fool. Tonight that soul will be collected. The economy for this generation is that we have reckless abandon in his hands. How can we be giving to this waste and tell you otherwise? No, I'm telling you the life I live now. There seems to be a cloud around the body of Christ. Where because people are exposed to different lies and heresy, we have become careful around a body of truth that has made giant. Listen, this is the secret of what you see. I've never taken thoughts to anything to myself. This life is poured out like water. How can you enter the same thing and begin to hurt? No, sir. There is a hand that lifts men. It's the one that lifts the beggars from the dunghill and set them amongst the princes. And when this lifting comes, it happens in a way that shocks everybody. It goes beyond intelligence. Listen, sit down. Before we left Ibadan, see, many of you may not really understand the way this thing works. You may not. Let me share a few things with you. Before we left Ibadan, God had instructed us. I told my wife, while before, God said, we are giving out our car. We are going to be doing boats now. I remember Pastor Wale offered to carry us. And one of those mornings, he couldn't make it down. We had a prayer meeting here, fasting. And we had to run, take bike, drag. Just, we were on the bike, the chain failed. While we were in the middle of that, The devil kept speaking. You are failed. You are failed. When you enter this city, you were taking bike. You are leaving now, you are on bike. He was checking for the depth of revelation I have as touching seed time. Listen. Please, if you missed your seed time, don't join others to shout during harvest time. These are principles. Are you following what I'm saying here? One of those days, I told my wife, I said, what is amazing about this guy taking us is not the fact that the car is available. It is the fact that he created an atmosphere. Where is the wife? I know she must have gone to work. Is she around? She's gone to work. Okay, I'm going to bless her tomorrow. Listen, sometimes what is honoring is not what you give. It is the posture. Can I help you? Are you sure? Do you know you can give something in a way that the person said, no problem. Thank you, but this is not who I am. Nothing still flows. I told my wife, I said, you are my wife. If God doesn't change this guy's level this year, doubt me and doubt my calling. One time he dropped us at the house. I looked at him. I said, who are you? I asked my wife, I said, babe, can you tell him what I said to you? She said, this is what you said. Listen, that dimension is not about your ability to walk in smartness. This one, it is conferred to honor. And it doesn't matter how big the forces are. And I've said this fellow will not get here. When that thing comes through honor, there is a cause. Nothing can stop it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Be careful of the deception of this age. Listen, many of you are struggling because you have too many dangerous people teaching you at the same time. After you have listened to what we have taught, you go back and hear some rubbish. You have become smart. Smart, and some of you don't even know that you are actually depreciating. Smart, but the smartness is not yielding for naught. Just going up and down. Calm down! There is a hand that lifts men without noise. See, let me tell you this. When we got to Abuja, I think a week to the time we're moving to Abuja, the Lord spoke to me and said, that money that has been separated for rent, release it. Yes, Lord. I called the guys. Come and go and buy sound and buy all the things. They were so excited. Went to Lagos, were buying. When we got to Abuja, there was no accommodation. We could not afford it, as it were. So we're lodging and lodging. Not because there was no access to money. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about seed time now. So I called the guys. I said, the worst thing that will happen. In fact, let me see. The worst thing that will happen is that we will sleep church office. We are missionaries. We didn't come here for fun. Please learn from what I'm about to share with you now. See, that's the worst thing that will happen. That is how well. You see, many of you who are in ministry don't get to hear people share these things. So when you see yourself doing some things, you feel maybe you are failing or something is wrong with you. No. Go and check the video. When we got, I myself and the team, and we were sweeping and washing. Last week, Saturday, we were washing the place. I was trying. I was with mop. I'm not telling you 2 years ago. With mop. Some of you now, you are in church. Your esteem is so bad and dead that when they give you an assignment, you say, do you know who I am? Hence the reason why with all that you are, you have not progressed. I was with mop. I was trying to run and go to the other side and start mopping. I fell so badly. My head boom on the ground. I was unconscious. They had to carry me. And I was just asking, what went wrong? But I said something in my heart. I hope these children can see. Because the day will come that there is no chance, even in the worst part in hell, where this can happen again. And some will say, that pastor, we know where he took power from. If you missed your seed time, both of sap, are you following what I'm teaching you here? Many of you, the things God could have said to you, he can no longer say it, because now there's an established body of knowledge that fights it before he says it. It's called strongholds. You see, when I was coming and driving in today, and I saw the pastor standing, I smiled. And I looked at him, and I said in my heart sincerely that I hope there's no one feeling that why would they keep us in the sun? I insist again, when you miss seed time, you can't bring harvest time through prayer. You can't. It is a principle. When you miss seed time, you can't bring harvest. You will have to go with the next batch. But listen, you can insist in your ego and in your pride that I want to prove that there can be harvest without seed time. And creation is there to revolt against you till you acknowledge God. Are you following what I'm teaching you here? I said, are you following what I'm teaching you here? There used to be days that our mothers, and many of you began to progress in the city because of your mothers. They were the ones sweeping their old Anglican church. They would do all those things. Somebody is single, trusting God for marriage. You know you are in the season. Let me share this with you. One of my friends, I don't know, he might be joining this meeting, or his wife, is my friend. We served together. Somehow a few of them realized during service that this man might be serving with us. He's not really amongst us. I had waited 2 years of prayer and fasting before I could go. And he's been having so much problems, so much heartache, so much wahala. Planning to get married, disappointment. And one time he traveled down from Lagos to Ibadan. And he said, he's our friend. We have always received him. And he said to myself and my wife, he said, today I did not come as a friend. I came as one who knows what you have. And he went on his knees. I said, come on, you are my friend. He said, no. Let today be like this. He went on his knees and brought out a seed of $100. He said, there is something upon your life I want. This aspect have stressed me enough. I request for speed. Hi. We looked at him. He's a friend who has acknowledged. You should have what sons have. Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree as a family, this that you have placed there, release it. Listen to what I'm saying. The following month, the rest is history. He had his traditional wedding. They have done one before. Just this weekend in America. That door opened. Bah! But you will discover. Let me share another one with you. One time, we had a special Holy Ghost meeting, 2019, on OAU campus. Over 7,000 people were gathered to be blessed. Yemi Kings was the one who took the picture. I used to tell him that you are Yemi without the kingship until something comes. Some things can't be nicknamed. You have to exemplify them. Let me leave that. After the meeting, he said, don't go. Don't go. You have blessed everyone. Me too. And in front there, he went on his knees and said, I want this. My God. Now that you know, Father, it has always been there. It is the day you know that you know. I stretch my hands towards him and I decree, let there be a shift from today. Let there be a specific shift. Listen, that was weekend. The following week, T.Y. Bello called him and said, I was just thinking about you. There are people that will not remember you until the fragrance is busted. Do you see, these things don't happen by just mental. There are principles in the spirit. When those conditions are met and sanctified, they will happen where they should happen, like natural occurrences. But no, they are chiefly engineered through powerful forces. Said your thought came to my heart. She said, I've searched across the country for photographers who she said, I didn't find anyone that carries my spirit like you. Come and walk with me. If your life doesn't change in a year, resign. The rest is history. Which day will you know that a word can change your life? You can be in the midst of abundance, but yet dry. Why? For what exactly? I have cried my eyes out. Shift the willing. Shift them. Shift those whose eyes are opened. Listen, sit down for a while. Sit down for a while. You see, the real testimony of the fact that you don't know it is God who lifts men is that when a little shifting comes, you have no testimony. Because you somehow, in the corner of your mind, it is still fasting there that I know what to do now. No, you are not the game changer. There is a game changer. You don't actually know what to do as you ought to. Don't. Is somebody following what I'm teaching? Words can change seasons. Words can change seasons. It can fast track it. It can delay it. Words can change seasons. Let me say this to you. I've never said this in the open. I'm going to say this for the first time. One time I had a vision. Listen to what I want to tell you. I stand before God and man. And I saw that one of my spiritual daughters was diagnosed of an incurable disease and she died. I got up in the place of prayer. I said, God, I am not going to say much. I just want to say, if this thing is irreversible, kill me too. There's a level where people get to like that. I'm telling you, I cannot say this for all Christians. Maybe I've said too much. I said, if this thing that I just, because I know what I saw, if you know these things can't be changed, two people are coming home. An individual cannot devote the life like this, and this is the reward. No, sir. What will the testimony be? What will we say happened? Listen, I beg you in the name of God. If something happens now, and there is a word from the Lord, tomorrow is your last day on earth. What is the weight of sacrifice on your altar that can make God say, I changed my mind? I got a call. Let me just release these things. I got a call from some of my very amazing daughters in UK and said, this, something is about to happen, something very bad. I said, hope you know. Have I ever prayed for you twice? He didn't say, Jesus said no. Say, stop crying. I know that this kind of matter, the one way to put it to rest effortlessly is to say, God, remember. So I began to ask questions to see, is there something that can be remembered? While you are eating with your 10 fingers, I beg you to invest in the weight of what can be remembered. Because evil days come to all, but it can be changed for some. Are you following what I'm saying here? See, listen, don't let the devil enter your heart and beguile you. There is a brand of Christians that we are creating, and it will come back and haunt us in a very bad way. Intellectuals who know nothing about the power of God and the blessing. Very smart people who know nothing about God's liftings. What did you begin to ignore that made those doors shut? Are you following? See, I've given very strong examples. Isaiah went to King Hezekiah. This is the word of the Lord. Put your house in order, you will die. It was a word of the Lord. But he could turn his face against the wall and say, oh God, remember. I'm asking you again. So we are in a season now, we are saying we are in missions, we are giving 50% of our... See, listen to what I'm saying. Are you aware that right in this same place, there are people that God will tell, if I hear that you do what others are doing. The question is, are you not also a son as their son? How come God knows that this one? Oh, Buddha Shebel. Go further. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some will sit down and say, nobody can stress my life. What will stress it is coming. It's fact. I didn't come to joke with you. What will stress it is coming in a very rich way. There are sacrifices, there are altars that you cannot confront. The weight of what is there is too heavy. Even God will not ignore it. I'm going to share stories with you. Now let me ask you that question again. If worse come to worse, what can be remembered? In the days of your strength, how far have you gone? Or has the devil just been reigning there chiefly? You have surrounded yourself with individuals like Ananias and Sapphira who propose in their heart, and they miss the days of God's move. Everybody is smart. Everybody is wise. But the company of fools get destroyed. There are certain things that you must not miss. Your life must carry that track record. Are you following what I'm saying here? That it doesn't matter how hard the devil, he cannot ignore. There's something speaking here. There's something speaking here. So somebody just comes and say, all these pastors who are doing this, who are driving these cars. Do you know the weight of what is speaking on their altars? I have one of my friends who said he told God before he will build his house, he will build 5 churches. Bishop Oyedepo said he has built, is he over 7,000 churches? Personally. Not that you are saying, come and gather. See, it is even a level that you have the privilege to give. The day I became scared of partnership, let me tell you the day I became very scared. Daddy Gio was ministering in camp. Then I was pastoring in Redeem. And he said, the Lord rebuked him. I said, okay. He said, then they were building this, is it 2 kilometers by 2 kilometers? 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers. That's what they were building. He said, God told him that he did not ask him to tell people to give. That he wants him to build it himself. He said, but now that you have asked them to give, the door is open, there is nothing I can do. He said, God now said, this is now the scary part. There are some of you, there are some people who should have come home. But they can't come home because of the covenant partnership structure. He said, so now we are collapsing it. And we're going to be praying for new partners tonight so that those that need to go home can go home. It was not a threat. It's just a statement of fact. Anybody and media can fight it. Now them sabi. Many of you are still supporting people you don't know how they will die. The day their calamity will fall, many of you might have been too deep in their doctrine before you can run back. Be careful who you follow. I was not even a partner when he said that. Hey, me, partner. I plug in. Aha. And I said, this is true. There was famine in Israel. But the ravens were feeding Elijah. Men could not find food. Bed could because of their connection. 3.5 years. It doesn't matter the age they started. They will live above their lifespan because of connection to a source. It's not a joke. To anyone who feels when you give to the church needs your money, to hell with the money. Let me tell you what God said. God said, I want to erase new plants from this house. I told you, I cried to God, give me 10 sons that can carry the burden of missions with me across nations. Listen, you are going to begin to see the rise of new people stepping into wealth. The number of cars you are acquainted with in church is going to change. Except God has not called me. Except God has. God said, I want to bring up new guys. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will not stand here and tell you what I feel. I tell you what the Lord says. I don't care whose house is God. I'm telling you the fact. He said, I want to erase. I want to. Listen, let me tell you what he said. He said, I want to humble you. And I want to humble everyone through the things I will do. He said, the rising of them, these men, will shock everyone and cause everyone to fear me. It is what the Lord has proposed to do in his heart. Nothing can stop it. You'll just see people walk into strange access, and you are going to begin to look, what does these men have in common? Oh, this, oh, this, oh, that. To let you know it is God who leads men. Are you following what I'm saying? Be seated. Because sometimes when we say, people just see, hey, don't mind them. They go, I have countless number of messages on my phone. Apostle, please send your account number. God has asked me to be sowing to your life every month. God has asked me to countless, I can't even count, from different countries. Listen, I don't even reply such messages anymore unless God says this. I was sharing some things. The first time this ministry saw 100,000 naira cash, it was a major breakthrough. A major breakthrough. Let me tell you something. Let me share a bit of story with you. When we were planning for Abuja Church, I told God, I said, I want you to please provide for the venue before people begin to give, so it can be clear that you are the one who does it. So I sent people out in Abuja. I said, help us search for venue. They searched, they could not find. One of those days I was praying. Then God said, call him and tell him to go and look for an agent called Ajay. There is a venue I have provided that the church I just moved out from. He said, tell him that, and they're going to get. So he called the agent and said, well, is the agent called Ajay? Is a scarce name in Abuja. This is not Ibadan. Are you following what I'm saying? And then finally, one of the agents called back and said, oh, I have one old time friend. He's an agent, actually. So they called the guy and said, do you have a venue? He said, I don't have a venue. Called back and said, we have finally got it, but he doesn't have a venue. I said, no, he has. So the guy called back the following day. He said, yes, there's one that the church just left. You can say, that's it. Go and get it. That's the place to start. That's the place to start. When we're going to move to this new facility, I've sent team out. They've been searching for months. So I said, I'm going to go with you. You see, I love that scripture you read. Your prophet can't go with you and you won't build. And all the boys knew. They said, today we are going to get it. And God kept leading us. And finally we got there. When we got to that place, the cheapest we have seen that kind is 20 million plus. Upward. So God said, I have prepared his heart for you. So God said to me, when you ask him how much, this is the amount he will say. When he asks you how much, this is the amount you should say. So I asked him, sir, okay, he's an honorable former of rep member, how much? He said, this is the amount. He said, because I like you. I said, I like you too. But this is the amount I'm going to pay. He said, pastor. So he said, okay, bring it. Now we were on our way back home. God said, somebody is going to poison his heart and he's going to change it. Okay? But don't go beyond this. So I had to also ask God. I'm going to tell you that later. What did I miss? So he said, no, next time you should have. Okay, but that's... Okay? So, but listen, life is not about smartness. There is something called prophetic navigation. You will see your journey, you will keep thinking you are doing well till the day it occurs to you that you are not even any degree close to what you could have become because of this pride. This thinking that I can't, I am smart. You will hear a voice behind you say, this is the way. Walk in it. Where your journey, the journey of your life becomes simplified through the help of the Holy Spirit. Directing and redirecting. Arranging things according to the knowledge of his will. Lift your right hand and say, God, I submit to you. Come on, say it again. I humble myself. And I submit to you. That's the first call. Be seated. Is somebody following what I'm teaching here? Now, listen to this. When God wants to shift a man or a ministry or an organization, there are five things that must be in place. Please note them. There are five things that must be in place. Now, the first thing that must be in place for your life to experience a shift is light. Light. I call it also understanding. Understanding of how things work in the spirit realm. Please note that. Understanding of how things work in the spirit realm. See, you may know how things work in the physical. Until you know how things work in the spirit, you are still disadvantaged. You may know how things work in the physical. You may understand the power of relationships and connections and the power of social and social strategy. But the physical is a victim of the conclusions in the spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need to tidy up this message because the Lord is reminding me that our agreement is to impart specifically. Say it again, understanding of how things work in the spirit. Say it again. Now, Proverbs 24 from verse 2 says, true knowledge, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. True knowledge, true wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. True knowledge, the chambers are filled with what? Precious and pleasant riches. So, for you to walk in establishment, listen, in what? Establishment. You must do what? Understand. One of the things that happened when Jesus rose from the grave was that certain men were coming to the gate of Jerusalem and they were talking. And Jesus joined himself with them. And he spoke to them and the Bible said he opened their understanding as he expounded scriptures to them. And just when they were about, listen to this, just when they were about to enter into the city, then their eyes was opened. And they knew it was the Lord. The same, see, do you know that if they had known it was the Lord, they would have listened with a different level of honor? You can hear and not understand. That people get up in a sermon and say, I have learnt it. Oh, it is not a proof they've gotten it. You can say, and the door is still blocked. They are still as foolish as they were. But when understanding comes, it is like a revolution. It changes things from inside out. It makes it clear. So when you hear somebody on social media tell you, you know your pastors are deceiving you, say, no, I've journeyed beyond knowledge. Knowledge can be fought. Understanding cannot be fought. This one is an establishment. I am rooted in this. And understanding doesn't come until you stay in God's presence with the same thing you think you know. Praying over it. I ask for more light, more light, more light. You give yourself to the practice, then it shows you mercy and reveals it to you. I showed you the story of the sons of the prophet. They were asking Elisha, do you know that the Lord is about to take away your master from? He said, I know, hold your peace. After Elijah went, the wife of one of them came and said to Elisha, your servant, my husband is dead. I said, the guy who couldn't call Elijah father, the wife will call Elisha master. But he's dead. In what condition? Creditors, he was owing debt. They've come for the children now. Something needs to be done. How do you die proud? You are in a destiny moment. Be careful of the crown offense takes from you. Be careful of the seat offense push you out from. Because those who stayed will be the ones qualified to father you. The father you insult will not always have to be there to father you. Because he would have gone so far, he won't have your time again, even though he has forgiven. But the sons he father are your own father. And that's even out of mercy that you came back to destiny. And you can dispute it and live your life proving that you were correct. May you not live your life to prove a wrong point. Can I say it again? May you not live your life to prove a wrong point. I can carry this thing. I can come into a season that through awareness, my life shifts. I have an understanding of how things work in the spirit. Abraham was a man carrying the promise. Melchizedek was the man carrying the blessing. When Abraham met Melchizedek, he offered him gift and gave him tithe of all. Because when the blessing and the promise meet, something is about to be born. You are carrying promises for many things, but you must know those carrying the grace to activate it. Because they can be activated through one right meeting. One correct meeting. Do you understand? Do you understand? Understand that many things that is plaguing you, it is actually what destroyed your fathers. It is not just you. That thing wants you down. Fight it. It can't get you until there's a witness in your heart. It can't get you until there's something that agrees. Until the weaknesses are similar. Can I ask someone to pray? That the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. That the eyes of my understanding will be flooded with light. That I will know and be aware of my divinely appointed season. By a prophet, God brought the Israelites out of Egypt. By a prophet, they were preserved. That I will know.
Let me give you 2 more minutes to cry your heart out to God. Minute to cry.
mind. Amen. Sit down for a minute, everyone. Sit down for a minute. There's no way we are rushing to, right? I'm not always here, right? So I'm not going to still take too much of your time, you know. Now, listen to this. It is not enough to know that the spiritual controls the physical. You also need to know how the spiritual controls the physical. You need to know the how. Because knowledge answers the question what, but understanding answers the question how. See, you can know. Let me say this to you. So, I've seen people many times ask me, Apostle, how do you do this? You can enter into a place and everything looks, and we, from nowhere we don't even understand, things open up. How do you do this? So, one of the secrets. Do you want to know one of the secrets? Do you want to know one of the secrets? Let me show you. Jude verse 20. Jude verse 20. He said, but ye beloved, build up your most holy faith. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Do what? Praying. Somebody say praying. Praying. Come on, say it again. Praying. Say it again. Praying. See, I'm still going to dwell more on the subject of prayer. But listen. Listen. Somebody say prayer. See, you are not praying because you are listening to a prayer. You are not praying until you start praying. You are not praying because you are hearing a message or a sermon on prayer. There is something prayer brings to the table that nothing else can bring it. Prayer is a caucus. But listen, look at this in Amplified rendition. Look at this in Amplified. Mash the kepofidi katish the frele kadish the. Now hold on. He said, look at it. But you beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. So listen to what I'm saying. You may not be moving in the physical, but as we stay, maybe in that stagnation, in the spirit, in the place of prayer, the Bible says we are making progress. Nothing physical has attested to it yet. But it does not change the fact. We are making progress. Make progress. Rise like an edifice. Higher and higher. How do you do this? Praying in the Holy Ghost. So what does this mean? As we pray in the Holy Ghost, listen, listen, listen. There is only one thing that operates like this. Moving and rising. It's a plane. One of the things that praying in tongues does is that it secures speed. You are moving up, you are firing. You are moving up, you are firing. Make progress! Listen, listen. You know the reason why many of you have not prayed? It's because you don't even know by revelation that prayer is the core strategy. Business is down. Oh man, they come behind. I know the spiritual controls the physical. One of the ways is through prayer. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. Shakata malakate kete.
Odobogagu, oyilie, apata kibitiye,
elakaya,
odobogagu, odobogagu.
Now listen, listen, sit down for a minute. Let me teach you a very, very important principle. There are different forms of power, but listen. There is a form of power called anakazo. It is called, listen to what I'm saying, it is compelling power. That things can be dry and where they are. Somebody can understand how to compel things and shift them according to his will. Anakazo. Listen, you can enter into a city and listen. With what authority did Jesus tell the 12, follow me? Anakazo. To compel things and it cannot question. Now, listen. I'm going to give you a moment to pray. Sit down. Sometimes I ask the leaders, say, what's your budget for this project? Say, so budget. I always laugh. Say, you're joking. I told those in Abuja, I said, well, I have a very short time to spend with you here. I have more works to do. Walking towards United Kingdom. I'm going to labor there a while. I'm not moving out. I'm not interested in it. What can any white man give me? Left that point where you are trying to look for a greener pasture. Anywhere we step is green. What nonsense. Listen. I told them. I said, I told you move in 6 months. Say, a day to 6 months was when it happened. A day to 6 months. I said, before I leave this city, I'll leave you with your own property on an acre of land. I was in the meeting, the man of God was talking about trying to buy an acre of land for $1 billion. I said, okay. It will, you see, the reason, when I came at that time, I told you some things will happen. I said, it will happen. You know the funny thing? I won't tell you to come and give. Because sometimes when we speak these things, people think we are banking on what is coming from their pocket. We are finished from the moment we begin to trust the arms of flesh. Can God compel people just by hearing one of my messages and say, go and sow 250 million there? There are too many possibilities in the spirit realm. It takes foolishness to narrow your gaze to one person. Too many possibilities. Too many economies. Too many things. I was going to get married. I was at a meeting. God told me, he said, the money that you guys have separated for wedding gown, I said, drop the money here as offering. I said, okay, Lord, drop the money as offering. Somebody said, I just stumbled on one of your messages. I'm sorry, it blessed me so much. And I was looking for a way to sow to your life. Please help me manage this. Let's just leave something, sir. People now start stumbling on my message. Be careful of making people your trust. That want to do this, so and so person. So in case you think the things we have been saying we'll do, looking at you, newsflash, we look up to God from whence cometh our help. God will now say, there are people I want to shift. As a way for it to be legal, I will instruct them. I will inspire their heart so that I can have a reason to shift them. And listen, sit down. One of the things God does in that season is that he can tell the poor widow, give what you have, that you are about to eat and die. And it is not wickedness. Forget about the nonsense the media say. It is not wickedness. It is God. God can tell you to give your all and you go back home trekking and no food. We did it. How can we not tell you? Sure. We did it. Maybe what I didn't tell you. Somebody asked me, how did you, the spirit of wisdom, how did it come upon your life? It was Pastor here, the boy, I was listening to a redemption camp. The power hit me. First time I fell under the anointing. I've been crying. Said, this is it. But what I didn't tell you, and what I've never told you, was that just a few minutes before that moment, I had one phone I was managing. That voice came and said, drop it. Sometimes, have you seen God tell you to drop certain things that he doesn't need?
But because this kind comes to an altar that is, this kind is what you have when an Isaac goes. Normalize the death of your Isaac. It will never become a nation when you keep it. Normalize the death. Normalize the death. Let's tell you this thing so you can know. Normalize the death. You are too young to think you are in your harvest time. You are in seed time. It doesn't matter what you are seeing. You are in your seed time. I remember I was on campus when I went to buy Strong Bible Concordance. The day I bought that Strong Bible Concordance, I said to myself, wait, Femi, you know you would drink Gary. I said, I'm ready to drink the Gary. Whether I drank it or not, I don't know. But I'm here. The things you fail to yield, you actually won't die. It is the failure to yield to God that keeps you at that spot. I'm not trying to tell you the way it is. And the reason why this knowledge is so important is because many of you are long overdue. Long overdue for a shift. Where's Pastor Jumoke? The Lord spoke to me about you. And I want to do something I've never done before. Where is Pamela? Come. Because God spoke. So I called her. I wanted to say it. I just asked the question, then keep quiet. The Lord told me, listen to what I'm saying, that He has placed a grace upon my life to raise certain order of daughters that will shift the international space. Watch out for this statement. And the Lord said to me, He said to tell you, He said, bring her into their cycle. And I don't know what your aspirations are. So that's why I was asking, why your cycle of friends? Because I will come and say this. And the Lord, today is your birthday. This lady has been following me for 10 years. 10 solid years. 10 solid years. I met her as a teenager. She was a teenager when I met her. 10 solid years. If not 11, self. And see, I don't just speak about people. What you do is what you get. It's like 10,000 men. Pastored the branch of this church in Ife, pastored. And I was asking those in Lagos. You see some of these people sit down at the back. Some of those that met them on ground that they even discipled are doing the work. And they, you see that same. This is the spirit of this household. This one that they just give you one small suspension. You are checking. This is the spirit of this house. This is the inheritance of this house. Humility. Check these leaders. You see it. You see the same spirit. Any of those who are sitting here, yeah, tomorrow they can be the ones washing the toilet. Nothing shifts. The Lord said to tell you and to announce the end of a season and the beginning of a new one. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that by this time next year, when I'm going to pray for you for your birthday, it's going to be on phone. Because there's something commencing in this season. Except God didn't call me. It's too late to be altered. And I evoke of the graces, the covenant, the impartations that came through my life, either through commitment, through sacrifice, and the one God decided to give. I bring you into the company of those who shake the world for Jesus. From today, the wisdom that flows through you and the access you receive is such that it's beyond the limitation of a place. I bring you into the wisdom flow that shakes the world. Listen, one of the marks of this is audacity of the spirit, both to dare and to enter into new realities. I bring you there. You will begin to walk where those you admire walk, and you will step where they step. Beyond anything, the hand that lifts men is singling you out. Nothing will stop this by the force of the blessing. Even if it was designed for you to be paused, I change it. And I bring you into a new phase of your life. I decree and declare
Let the doors of nation open. The doors of nations open by a mark of fire. And the Lord asked me to speak to you about the same order. I want you to take out for me as your sister the same pattern and the same order. You are one of those that have so much revelation of where I stand in the Spirit. I bring you into that flow by the Spirit. What is said to one is said to all. Everything that paused, resume work now. It is the release of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Help them, please. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Shakata rakose fende rakose pleti stakabanai. Aya, aya. Listen to this as I begin to round up. With understanding, you can surpass your destiny. I will explain. What that means is, you can become what you were not originally designed to become. I will show you scripturally. Write it in capital letter, please. With understanding. And with lack of understanding, you can destroy your destiny. You can subvert it. So, look up. Scripturally, are you aware that it was not actually in the destiny of Samuel to become a priest and a prophet? Because God said, I had said before that Eli and his father's house will be priests before me for how long? Forever. So it means there was no need for a Samuel. He said, but now, far be it from me, for they that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Listen to this. You can become beyond what has been revealed to you. Because as some are failing in their duty, God is trusting others with it. Even David. Do you understand what I'm saying? You didn't get it. Jeremiah was the kind of, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. David was not that order. David was the kind of, this one has failed, I bring you up. So, in 1 Samuel 15, we found out God was busy thinking of how to establish the kingdom of Saul forever. Forever. He said, but now, it has been taken from you and given to your neighbor. This kind is the kind you will receive because you understand something. Do you understand what I'm teaching you? There is a kind you enter because you understand something. And there is a kind you lose because you are blinded. Ezekiel, when God said you will die, that was his destiny. He had said it and does it. He said you are going to die. Put your house in order. But there was something at work. God said, go and tell him, I've added more years to it. It was not in the plan, but I have. Because he knows something. There are many things that may not be in the plan, but are possible. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are what? Possible. You can enter into a city. Oh, shakata balakai. And somebody is running with a prophecy that God said, I have given you this city. But the person is only running with the prophecy, not the alignment. Another person comes, God said, I give you. What this one have is mere words, but it takes more than words for things to happen. There is a need for a body of revelation. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why you pray for light. Open the eyes of my understanding that they may be flooded with light, that I may see. When I see, I become more. You need understanding. When you come to that point, nobody forces you again. It's been revealed. It's clear. You understand it. It's clear in your spirit. It's revealed.
Can you pray for light? Just a moment. Just a moment. Tune it out. Pray for light.
Open your ears till you'll understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears till you'll understand that the Lord is here.
This is holy ground.
This is holy ground.
Hear me now. This is holy ground.
My friend.
This is holy ground.
Hear me now.
This is holy ground. Amen. Where's Francis? Francis in media department. Where is he? Is he around? If you are here, run. Go and wait for such a moment. The Lord spoke to me about you. And the Lord said to tell you not to think in your heart that you have started. He said, I have visited you with smoke, for fire is coming. Listen to what I'm saying. There are things I'm not going to say publicly. That which you have proposed from the very foundation for him, the goalpost will not be shifted. We'll bring you to the place of alignment with it. And going further from now, listen to what I'm saying. There is an instruction that is a consecration. Listen to what I'm saying. It is for the purpose of the circumcision of your heart. God will not watch you eat with your 10 fingers. He will. Do you understand? Mark what I've told you now. Thank you, Father. We'll seal it by the Spirit. Let that light come like the days it used to come. In Jesus' name. Now, hear me. Lord spoke to me about you and your wife. Where's your wife? There are certain things I've been crying to God for about you. The Lord said, take your hands off, let them pay their dues. By that it means show a track record of commitment. Is that okay now? Now, please go on your knees. Now, the work that the Lord has placed in your heart will flourish. Is that okay now? It will flourish. Yeah, but I see God taking you through a season. There's a message I taught in training our School of Global Mission Leaders. Pay attention to your journey. Give them the message. That message doesn't step out. All right? Sit with it. It's a very short message, but it will.
because there's something that the Lord is doing in this season. Now, there is something called compelling power with which, thank you, Lord. By this authority of the Spirit, your sons and daughters come from afar.
Amen.
And those that should hear you know that this is the man.
Amen.
But much more, what God is doing in this season is opening the portal of wisdom. Wisdom!
Amen.
By the Spirit. That you will speak from an unending source. That it will be clear that this is the finger of the Lord. You will speak from a source and with wisdom. Guys! It won't fall to the ground. It won't. Now, I'm going to tell you the word that the Lord gave me for the house. Is that clear? Is that very clear now? So that you are going to press and press into it. Pastor Wally's wife, come. Come. You have touched me in my most vulnerable moment. Leadership is tough because you can labor over people and they treat you like trash in your most vulnerable moment. Not everybody can handle a leader in his most vulnerable moment. And if a man is good to you, it is because his wife has a revelation of you. I know that. If somebody is your son before he gets married and is still a good son after marriage, he's married a good girl. Yes. The Lord said you have not seen anything. I told your husband that this is the blessing of God for him in America. He's giving you a house. Mark this word. It won't fall to the ground. It won't. And this one, I have been touched. And I come to evoke a patriarchal blessing on you. You will not lack men. If God has called me, one of the fathers, I won't mention his name, called me to his office. He said, "Pemi, you honored me. Brought out a oil in one old bottle." He said, "That the Adeboye gave us this." He said, "This is the oil packing that we used to ordain him." He said, "Go on your knees. I bring you to the same flow. I bring you to that same order. By the Spirit. Your family will know what it means to have a rest on all sides. I connect you, your husband, and your children. You will be by like a tree planted by the river of waters that doesn't cease to bring its fruit in seasons. I evoke this grace. No struggle. Every door open to his own accord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now hear me. A boy was going to go for a visa interview. I called him. I said, "Everybody who have gone for this interview that I forgot to do this to, they didn't get it." He said, "So I'll connect you to a friend. He's going to tell you what to say and what not to say." When I saw his position, I knew he doesn't want it. So I didn't talk. I just waited. So he went behind my back. Then they didn't give him. And I was asking, "What will do you see? Even if that person does not have the right thing to say, do you think God will? What will God want to prove that you can walk?" Spirit of Light Church, I have come to beg you in the name of Jesus. This is the season where every weight should rise amongst you. But this is the key that I'm teaching. This is the season. So that God will not be mandated, because that they must rise is a necessity. So God will not be mandated to have to bring them from outside. This is the season. He said, "Tell my children that this is the time I propose in my heart. Tell them to be aware. Tell them to acknowledge it. Tell them to pay attention. Don't let the devil beguile you. Don't let him block your heart. I'm showing you patterns. I'm going to continue from here tomorrow. I'm showing you things. I'm going to release pronouncements and it's not going to fall to the ground.
Amen.
When I was coming, when I came for this meeting, the way I move for meetings, everything, both imaginary and all that, I always prepared for. But when I entered my hotel room, I saw the thoughtfulness of your leaders. I said, I'm not going to touch those things I brought. I will use these things that they have put there. Me, I'm a very selective person. Said, so that God, you have to visit them. You will have to visit them. I want to pray for the pastors and ministers. First, the resident pastors, please step out. Step out. Go on your knees. Listen, this is the word for Sphere of Life Church. When we got to Abuja, the Lord said to me, he said, I'm going to give you a city in this city. Listen. Finally, as I was praying towards this meeting, changed it. He said, I want to make you a city in every city. Going forward, I will not have to be going everywhere to plant churches. The same apostolic grace is coming upon you like a wild wind. Authority is never taken, it is given. So today, from where I stand, I bring you under the same flow. By the Spirit, 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 by the Spirit. You will receive the enablement to bring kings to their knees in repentance and bring nobles to God. There's something happening called heart enlargement. Your heart is enlarged to conceive new visions, and suddenly the spirit of might, the can-do spirit, the can-do spirit, the spirit of I can do it, comes upon you. That grace is coming. When you step into a place, there will be no difference with when I step there. Same order of authority and empowerment. From today, you are authorized to speak in places you could not speak before. Bring you under the same apostolic flow and power by the Spirit. The Lord said he's beginning to open the windows of fresh air for you. The windows of fresh air. The windows of fresh air. Let the doors break open. Same Spirit, same grace, same flow. Heart enlargement. Heart enlargement. Heart enlargement. Conceive visions. Heart enlargement. Heart enlargement. Now hear this. There is the Davidic grace, which is the enablement to raise mighty men. Take it now by the Spirit. Oh, Sakafradeshta. In all the respective places God has planted you, as you step back, the Lord will magnify you before the people. And you will speak from the place of new authority. Now let the ministers come out now. All those that, this is a 2-day meeting, so don't be in a worry. All those that God has given me word for, don't worry. Like I said, this is an impartation meeting. Pastor, stand up. Hey, the rest of you, come. Pray in tongues as you pray. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Rakusakata barakashata. By the manifestation of Spirit, I command that a new order breaks loose from today. Don't come too close, just give them a distance. Thank you, Lord. For the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Therefore, be thou over thousands and tens of thousands. Let your mother's son call you blessed. Be blessed with the dew from above and the fatness of the earth. I command these blessings, this order of blessings upon you. Grace! 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 By the Spirit, the finger of God, that which was released upon you when that season opened up, it is going to manifest as the spirit of favor, says the Lord. Pay attention. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Grace! By the finger of the Lord. Bring you into a new season of the Spirit. Amen. Of supernatural shift.
Amen.
A new season. You have seen the prophetic in a measure, take it in full measure. Praise. Shakata barakatero kostifen de kebilo stakradish. Lahi kahapen indo kostifihidish stifredish. Out of your bellies have flowed rivers, 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 rivers. The spirit of administration of wealth.
Christ! Kabo sukaya! Bayai! Kumbeite! Esubla haika! Selikonde kupata! Sedekabaneo sukates! Lende kumbra pinos! Aya neu kumbre hikotaya! Lehikumbre pinos! Stikai! Brikas! As a tender plant bears shoots upwards and roots downwards. Kande kumbre tishte! Le kembro piko! Saikande kumbre tishte fadishte!
Oh grace! Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. It is the beginning of a new season, says the Lord. And the things that have been difficult hitherto till now, they open up. Yes, they open up. Thank you, Father. Now, get up on your feet, everyone. Let me give you an instruction ahead of tomorrow. Spend at least an hour praying dangerously that God, everything you need to do in my life through this meeting, I don't want to miss it. Spend at least how many? An hour. Spend that time. Listen. One of the things God is also doing is that He is setting people up with His own instructions. Pay attention. I've come to teach you. Pay what? Pay attention. Go back to your seat, those of you in front. Now let me bring you the blessings from the Lord. Lift your hands, everyone. Lift your hands. There is somebody here, the verdict of death is reversed. The verdict of death is reversed. Now, pay attention. New streams of visions and ideas. Now, there are some of you watching online that God has told you tomorrow be running down. Don't joke with it. Oh, yes. Say, my, be running down. Don't join on that. I don't know where you are watching from. But if he has said it, he has said it. God said, I want to raise new crops of giants. New crops of giants. My Father and my God, I ask that that grace finds expression in this house. Where everywhere people are connected, from Lagos to Ibadan to Abuja to UK to Ghana, everywhere. By the word of the blessing, you are shifted into a new economy. You enter into a new level of harvest. A new level of unbelievable harvest. A level of undeniable testimony. By the word of the Lord, I bring to an end the season of pain and sorrow. I bring to an end the season where bread is eaten in scarcity. And I call forth a new season. Now hear this. When David went to the prophet, the priest, Isaiah Ahimelech, he said, I want bread. He said, there's no common bread. There's only hallowed bread for the men who have separated themselves from women. The Lord said, there's no common prosperity. There is hallowed prosperity. For those who understand the kingdom mandate, for those who understand the Great Commission, for those who understand destinies and soul at stake, for those who have been nursing this as a burden, I decree, let that gate, that flood gate of release be open now. Whatsoever has stayed the dew from falling and have stayed the rain from reaching you, and has made your earth as hard as iron and the heaven as hard as brass, I command that plague is broken.
That plague that has made it so that things are just dry everywhere. That plague is opened. And suddenly, there is a spotlight on you. I call to an end the season of affliction of the devil. And I bring it to manifestation. Now hear this. This is the beginning of your glory days. 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 The era of shame and reproach is over. In the name of Jesus. And I see dark clouds rolling off. And behold, where there has been drought, the sound of abundance of rain. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. God bless you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.